at the Ogilvy event for Marks and Spencer's for the summer, and really delighted to be able to meet some of the producers of the food that you'll find in Marks and Spencer's across Ireland this summer. Here I'm actually with James, who's actually with London Foods. They're based up in Clungannon. James, tell us about some of the things that you proudly present and provide to Marks and Spencer's, not only here in Ireland, but also in the UK.
Well, we're obviously very proud to be a supplier for Marks and Spencer's as a whole. We supply to 431 stores in GB and the UK, and all the stores in Northern Ireland and all the stores in ROI. We supply a range of beef, lamb and grill ranges, all from Irish beef, Northern Irish beef, and the response from our customers has been excellent in relation to the quality of beef that we supply.
Now, I was talking to Elaine from your business before, and there's a few things she was very proud to present in terms of what we have here this evening, and perhaps you can whet the taste buds of our listeners today.
Yes, absolutely. What we have here today is we have some 28-day matured rump steak. We've got 21-day mature rump steak kebabs with a root beer glaze, which has been improved from the teriyaki glaze we had last year. We have a dry-aged rump steak burger, which is new to the market, first to the market. Very proud to be supplying that into Ireland. And we have some pre-chicken kebabs, which are new to M&S and new to Linden Foods. Mini yakitori kebabs and a Thai chicken kebab, which have gone down a treat tonight.
Well, let's hope that the weather holds out for us. And even if it doesn't, we can cook these indoors.
Yes,
thanks so much for being with us here today, James.
Thank you.
So just moving a further a little bit along the barbecue area, I've actually met up with David here from Linden Foods, who has a really great title of development chef. David, you were telling me that you've actually been doing a lot of work behind the scenes in terms of new things that are being launched at the minute. Tell us about the kind of things that you might be doing for Marks and Spencer's and how the inspiration comes about for the new offerings that you have.
Okay, well, first I'd like to tell you about the burgers in M&S this year. There's been a lot of work done on the burgers. It's all about the way that the burger will eat, it's all about texture and the way that the burger will retain moisture within the cooking. So this year, for the first time, M&S are putting dry age into their burgers. So you will get a lot of more sort of meaty, umami flavour in the burger as well. And also, you've got to think when you're mincing minced beef down to make the mince for a burger, you're putting a lot of energy into the burger and it makes the meat really tight. And then what you do, you stick it on a barbecue, which is really quite a fierce way of cooking food. And that burger sucks up all that energy and goes really quite chewy and almost quite hard and dense. And M&S this year, along with Linden Foods, with a lot of process work, where we've got a new process of making the burger. And it's really delicate, really tender way of mincing the meat. So, and then when we form the burger into the shape, it's a lot more of a gentle process. So when you actually cook the burger, and M&S are the only people to do this, it's a lot more crumbly. So you bite into it, you've got the flavour from the dry age, you've got the moisture because the burger's doesn't have to cook quite so long because the meat's not too dense, and it's a lot more crumbly. So you bite into it, it'll crumble into the mouth. It's a lot more pleasurable experience. So that's what we've been working on big time this year for M&S on the burgers. And also we make a lot of whole muscle kebabs. People love a kebab, but they're sick of seeing lots of vegetables on a kebab. A little bit of meat and then 12 pieces of pepper and a bit of red onion. Makes for a boring kebab. We don't want that. Barbecue's about meat. Let's get some meat on a stick. So what we've done this year, we looked at flavour profile across the world, and the big trend in food is all about street food. So it's quick cook, it's on the fire, it's fast, it's grab and go. Grab and go, food on the stick, is a big trend this year, and it'll be a big trend next year as well. M&S are looking at going into East Asia, they're looking to go into San Francisco on a food tour, and looking at different trends that are coming on. So it's food on the stick, so it's meat on the stick, and this year we've gone with a Thai kebab. So we've gone for a really nice aromatic marinade made from coconut milk, lemongrass, lime leaf, ginger, chilli, all those lovely aromatic flavours that actually stays on the meat and actually improves and concentrates actually on the cooking. Oh, we've got a fire on. So we've gone with that this year. Staying in America, we've gone for the big barbecue in America is different to barbecue over in England. English barbecue is very much like almost Australian barbecue. It's grill, it's food on fire. American barbecue is all low and slow. It's about smoke and slow cooking and meat that's pulled apart with lovely sort of sweet sticky marinades on. So this year we've made a whole muscle kebab. It's a rump kebab, so it's pure rump steak that's diced, it's put on the stick, and it's got a little rub on there, American style rub. So it's got all lovely things like smoked paprika and garlic and onion, all those lovely dry spices. We barbecue that, and then you've got this lovely sweet root beer marinade, almost look like a glaze, a sticky glaze. You got to pour on your kebab, or you just use as a cold sauce over, so you get a real sort of spicy note, smoky note, and a mixture of sort of the salty sweetness of the marinade. So there are two this year. And staying in Asia as well, we've also got a yakitori. So again, it's all about Japanese street food this time. Chicken, food, on a stick, grab and go, easy to eat. And then some finish with a real Atari sauce, which is soy sauce, mirin, rice wine vinegar. So again, it's almost sweet and sour, but savoury as well. So it works really well on a barbecue. So that's this year's big flavours.
And I was talking to your colleague before about, you know, we just had some great weather. We've had some rain today.
Yeah.
It's holding out fantastic this evening for us. However, you were telling me that in terms of these foods, we don't have to put it on a barbecue.
Absolutely not, no. That's the difference between Marks and Spencers and any other retailer out there. Marks and Spencers identified a few years ago that as soon as the sun stops shining and it starts to rain, barbecue sales just plummet because nobody's cooking. They don't know what to do with the food. So everyone will notice that nobody buys barbecue food in advance. It's the sun shines, a mad rush down the supermarket, and within 5 minutes the shelves are empty. M&S is completely different. You can go to M&S any time and buy this food, and God forbid it's raining, you can cook this food inside. There's cooking instructions for it to be in the oven, and everything's designed to be cooked on in the oven, or pan fried, or in the oven under the grill. And then if the sun does shine, happy days, there's also cooking instructions to be cooked outside on the barbecue as well. So it's the best of both worlds. So you can actually go out there and buy in advance and know that you'll be able to cook that food without having to succumb to the weather, shall we say.
Thanks so much, David, in terms of spending some time with me here today. I'm going off now to do a bit of tasting.
Absolutely. Bon appetit.
Further along the area where we can get some wonderful food, I've just gone past all of the great desserts, and I have to admit that I had some Irish strawberries there, but I bumped into Conrad Diggan, who I actually met last year, and he is head of selling and marketing for Marks and Spencer's in Ireland. And actually, the first thing I said to you, Conrad, was I was delighted that you'd listened to my feedback last year, because one of my favourite things as a Marks and Spencer's baby is Cheshire cheese, which you can't get anywhere else in any other store other than Marks and Spencer's. I was so upset that it had been delisted.
Yes.
But now I'm pleased to hear and see and taste that it's actually in many stores now. White and red Cheshire cheese.
Well, listen, we appreciate and try to listen to all customer feedback. So, listen, it was no problem at all. We're really keen to hear what our customers want, and we try every time we can to deliver. Yes.
So there's a couple of innovations I just want to talk to you about, which is, firstly, we were just talking about my local store is actually in South Dublin, and it's Dundrum, and I saw an area cordoned off when I was in recently, and it was all about a deli coming. What is going on?
It's a really exciting new concept in our store in Dundrum. It's a deli counter with lots of speciality meats and different products. Everything from rotisserie chicken to 7-layer lasagna, which sounds just absolutely scrumptious. The product, I've seen it in a couple of our stores in the UK, so it's in our store in Stratford and in our store in Kensington. Our customers have loved it, and knowing our customer in Ireland, the desire for M&S quality, I think it's going to be a real winner.
And one of the things we were also talking about was the fact that you've now got a Marks and Spencer's Ireland website. I have to say, I did register to get all the details about it. I'm getting updates. How's the website going? How's that going to be?
The
website's just been incredible. The customer response, we've had so much communication through Facebook, via email, and customers coming to us in store just absolutely thanking us. The only question is, why did it take us so long? It's particularly from parts of the country where we haven't got a presence at all yet. So places like Limerick and Waterford, well, we're having communication from customers saying, at last, thank God you're here. And it's just been phenomenal. And so it's going from strength to strength for us, really.
And the last thing I want to touch with you on, it was the hustle button we were talking about before, which was value, and the fact that it's still tough in the economy today. It doesn't matter if you're Northern Ireland or the Republic, people are looking for value. All the research would identify that. What's that meant for Marks and Spencers, and particularly in terms of what you stand for?
Well, it's really interesting. I totally agree. Our customer, every customer in the marketplace at the moment is looking for value. We're in a very fortunate position in that, you know, that's what we stand for. And if you take the value factor, quality by price in my book and in our customer book equals value. Everybody respects and knows we've got quality. The simple example I was saying was, you buy a punnet of grapes in Marks and Spencer, you know you're going to eat every grape in that punnet. You buy it elsewhere, shall we say, and you're not so sure. So our customer is very focused on value, and that is, well, the quality must be right at a price that's right as well.
To say the grape example is a good one for me, because I find that all the time, and you know, if I'm going to buy grapes, I have to say you've got some really good promotions on your vegetables and your fruit. You know, that whole area in the store, it actually does have really staying power, and particularly that's important for the family. I know for my family. How do you go about doing that? What's the kind of things that go on behind the scenes with the buyers and the, you know, kind of the whole supply chain?
A really relevant question tonight. You look around here, you see all of the Irish suppliers who are here showing off their wares, showing off their product, and they're key to it. They're central. Yes, we in Marks and Spencer set, you know, high standards, high spec, but these guys step up to the mark and exceed it every time. And they're constantly coming to us with new innovation. You talk about produce particularly, you've got Keelings here tonight, you've got Donnelly's here tonight, you've got key local suppliers of Irish produce who are passionate, like we are, about quality. And they just, you know, they love doing business with Marks and Spencers. Marks and Spencers, you know, to them, represent quality. And I think, you know, it works both ways. It works for us as a company that we're sourcing locally, but it really works for them as well. But they're working with a company with the quality standards that we stand for.
Well, thanks so much for being able to find some time for me this evening. I'll let you get on to your networking and tasting all the delicious food.
Enjoy the evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.